Hi, Caden. Thanks for doing this today with us. I'm just curious, how big was the learning experience, the overall learning experience this year at your first year as a pro?
It was huge. You know, I was able to have a few goalie partners, so learning from all of them was immense, and they were all different in their own right, and being able to pick up little things from all of them was, you know, huge for my development. And, you know, just being able to get into the pro setting on the ice and off the ice, and I really understand what it is and what it takes to be a pro was also huge.
Can you put some words on the step that you made from October to March at the end of this season?
Yes, there's a lot of ups and downs. You know, I felt like I went into the year, you know, pretty well, doing pretty well, and then took I don't want to say a downward turn, but I started not playing as well and not doing my best. And then towards the end, I started to pick it back up again. So being able to have that experience and trying to figure out how to be consistent was huge.
Thanks for that, Caden, and best. I hope the best for the rest.
Thank you.
Merci. La prochaine question est de Jean-François Chaumont du Journal de Montréal. À vous la parole.
Hi, Caden. Thanks for doing this. You're only 20 years old. I know the dream for all young kids is to be playing in the NHL. But what will be the perfect scenario for you next year? Is it to have the most starts you can have, maybe as a number one goaltender in the American Hockey League, instead of challenging for being a backup with Carey Price?
I've always tried to, you know, not look too far ahead or dwell on the past or, you know, anything like that. I try to, you know, live in the moment. And I think, especially right now, not knowing what the future holds, it shows exactly true for that, you know, kind of approach. I think, you know, all I can try to do is get better this off season, and you know, when it comes back up, you know, in the fall, there's you know, not much else you can do then except just play. So, like I said, I'm not trying to put any you know, standards or too much pressure on myself to try to achieve anything. It's just you know, trying to get better, and when it comes to playing, just play.
And two quick questions, Caden. First one, what was the feeling of being named to the rookie All-Star team? And just curious, do you know anything about Vasily Demchenko, the Russian goaltender who signed a contract with the Canadiens?
Yeah, it was great to you know, be named to you know, that award, because there's a bunch of great rookie goalies, you know, and not even just on the rookie goalies, being named you know, across the board with forwards and defensemen of such high caliber. It was you know, it's a true testament to how our team was doing as well. So yeah, I can't thank them enough, my teammates, for everything they did this year to help me out on the ice and off the ice. And then I do not know much about the goalie. I'm sorry.
No problem. Thank you, Caden. Stay safe.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Eric Engels from Sportsnet. Please go ahead.
Hey, Caden. I'm just wondering, what personality traits do you think you possess that lend well to excelling at your position?
You know, I think trying to You know, I'm relaxed and reserved, and I think as a goalie, you know, I think that's good to be calm. You know, when you if you're out there and you're you know, running all over the place and you know, flopping around, I think it causes high stress, and the guys on the team will be able to sense that, and you know, I think that then that turn in turn makes them you know, become high stress, and so I think the best trait that I have would probably just trying to be calm and give my team confidence and you know, trying to keep them calm as well.
How much do you have to rely on that off the ice when, you know, even though you've been named to this rookie all-star team, like you mentioned to Martin, there's been ups and downs like there are with every season. And, you know, obviously at this level, and there's a lot of pressure on you to perform. And when things don't necessarily go the right way, how much do you have to rely on those traits to get through those times?
Yeah, a lot. But I also think going through those times is equally as good. You know, there are places that I want to get to, and to be able to get to those places, you have to go through some adversity, and so everything's huge. And yeah, being able to stay calm, and like I've said in the previous questions, not trying to look too far ahead or dwell on the past. That's the main focus.
Thanks, Caden.
Thanks.
Thank you. La prochaine question est de Raphaël Doucet de 91.9 Sport. À vous la parole.
Thank you, Caden. I hope you're doing well. I was just wondering, is there a game either in Laval or in Montreal that fits you as maybe the best memories of your 2019-2020 season?
Probably, if I had to choose one, I mean, there's a bunch of great memories from this year, but probably the win against Ottawa in when I was with Montreal. You know, I described it to someone the other day, and I think it's the best way to describe it is. You know, sometimes if you're winning, you look up and you're counting down the clock, and you're really hoping for that time to, you know, just go out and get the win. But when it's in overtime, you know, all those emotions that you experience when the clock is running down, you get at once because the game's over when you score. So that was probably my best hockey moment to date. Yeah, it was something special, and it's a night I'll never forget.
What was your dad's reaction when you told him that you were on the American Hockey League Rookie All-Star team?
Yeah, he was excited, proud, you know, a bunch of things. But yeah, he said, congrats, and, you know, what's next? You know, we're as a family, we've always, you know, been taught to, you know, cherish the things we have, but we're competitive as well. So, you know, I agree with him. What's next?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Merci. The next question is from Pat Hickey from Montreal Gazette. Please go ahead.
Hey, Caden, I hope you're feeling well, staying well, and you know, next year, you know, coming into training camp, you're talking about not looking too far ahead, but is your goal to make the Canadians, or do you feel you'd be better off where you are right now?
I try not to put, you know, too much pressure on myself. Like I said, not looking too far ahead or behind, but I'll just try to get better, try to get stronger, and you know, work on my skating and puck handling, and just do the little things, and you know, everything will eventually happen.
You had a, shaky first period in your first game in the NHL.
Well, yeah, I was definitely nervous in the goals. I think you could tell that I was nervous. Well, I don't even think it was just the first period. I think beyond that, I was still a little nervous. But then in the next game, having that familiarity of playing a game before, it kind of put my mind at ease. So I was a little bit more calm in the second game.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. La prochaine question est de Chantal Maccabée de RDS. À vous la parole.
Hello, Kaden. What I want to know is those two games with the Canadians this season, did they give you the confidence or confirmation that you could play the NHL in a near future?
They didn't say anything like that, but they did say that, when they told me that I was going back to Laval, they wanted me to know that they had confidence when I was in the net. Which was huge to hear, and definitely helped with my mindset as well. So, they didn't say anything, as far as planning out anything.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Second question. I'm sorry. How close, from your point of view, technically and physically, how close are you to the NHL? Do you think?
Like I said, I'm not trying to look too far ahead. I just try to get better every day. I think I'd, not necessarily prove myself, that I can play in the NHL, but, definitely, it was good to be able to play those games to give myself confidence and to really understand what I needed to do to get to that level and stay there.
Thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you.
The next question is from Adam Kimmelman from NHL.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, Caden. Just curious, the couple games you were in Montreal, did you get any advice from Carey Price, anything that you were able to take back with you to Laval?
No, I mean, he's pretty reserved as well. He's a pretty quiet guy. I think just the main thing for me was just being able to watch him and be around him. He has such a presence in the locker room. Just being able to be around him was huge for the couple weeks that I was around him.
What were you able to take just from watching him, whether it was it his preparation for games, for practices, off ice, on ice? Can you be a little more specific about what you were able to take just from being around him that close?
Yeah, it was eye-opening as to, he's one of the best, if not the best, at the position in the world. And, he competed at every practice, every drill, every puck, every shot. Even if there was a couple days before a game. So, watching someone that's so good and so established work hard and compete regardless, no matter what. That was eye opening.
Thanks, kid.
De nouveau, n'hésitez pas à appuyer sur étoile 1 pour toute question. Once again, please press star 1 if you have any questions. La prochaine question est de Simon-Olivier Laurent, de La Presse. À vous la parole.
Hey, Gaden. Really early in the season, your coach, Joël Bouchard, described you as a long-time project. And you're in an organization, obviously, where there's an all-star goalie established there, Carey Price. How much did you learn to be patient this year, and how do you value patience through your development?
Yeah, there's a recurring theme, I think, and I try not to look too far ahead or look, dwell on the past. I try to live in the moment, and, I'm a huge believer in everything happens for a reason, and So, you know, if you do the little things and do everything that you need to, and check your boxes, you know, the chips will fall where they may. And, you know, it doesn't matter how long it takes. Not trying to rush the process. It's all about trusting it. And, so I think having patience is huge, in development as well.
You talked about the key moment, some key moments in the season. Who would be the persons who made the most difference for you, either if it's one out of Montreal, or maybe one or two persons who really were important for you this year?
You know, I was surrounded by so many great hockey minds, so it's tough to pick one, but since I have to pick one, I'll say Marco Marciano, the goalie coach in Lavelle. I worked with him every day. So, yeah, he's someone that helped me a lot this year and really well. And, looking forward to spend some more time with him.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Please go ahead.
Caden, congratulations on the selection. Very much deserved. Of your skill set, do you want to work on the most as you look forward to camp this coming fall?
Yeah, so I actually skated for the first time today since the suspension of the NHL and the cancellation of the AHL. So it was, I think it's the longest I've ever taken off from the ice since I started playing. So it was really getting to me. You know, you go from every day on the ice and being around the rink to not at all. So that was tough, and it was really good to get back on the ice today, get moving, just trying to get a feel for everything again. And then, I'm sorry, what was your second question there? I'm sorry.
Yes, and what is there a particular skill that you're looking at that you want to work on? Athletes are always toughest on themselves, saying, I want to work on this to bring my game to the next level, or just generally work on everything?
Well, I think you can always generally work on everything, but one of the main focuses for me is definitely getting stronger, my skating, and my puck handling.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Amy Johnson from Rocket Sports Media. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Caden. One question I do have for you, you mentioned that today's the first day that you've skated, which I'm sure felt good to get back out on the ice. But in general, what have you been able to do at home to kind of maintain some sort of level of training, particularly with the NHL season still up in the air, if the Canadians are included in an expanded playoff atmosphere type of thing, they would likely need to carry three goaltenders. So things are very up in the air for you, I believe, still this summer. What are you doing to keep yourself prepared for no matter what happens, whether it's something along those lines or just the start of the AHL season again in the fall?
Yeah, I've been riding the bike, trying to stay fit in that aspect, and doing some body weight exercises, as well as making sure I'm on top of stretching and stuff like that, which I think as a goalie is the biggest thing, because your hips and your groins will start to maybe tighten up from not using them as much as you were. So those have been my main focuses, and I think now that everyone is kind of in the same position, there's a bunch of workouts and different types of ways to stay active that people are posting on social media and stuff like that. So You know, just getting inspiration from those people and just trying to have fun with it as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. And our last question is from Adam Kimmelman from NHL.com. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Caden, I know you said you just got back on the ice. Before that, though, when you were trying to just stay in shape, did you have to be creative? Did you have any stuff at home you were able to use? What were you able to do, you know, just to kind of keep yourself in shape without being able to be on the ice?
Yeah. So I have a gym right around the corner from me. And obviously right now it's closed. So, but with that being said, we never had weights because we would always just walk over to the gym. So not having weights now, I had to get a little creative and use whatever we had, for squats and stuff like that. I tried to throw as much stuff as I could in a backpack and, just trying to get as much weight as possible, for dumbbells, and curls and stuff like for trying to do bicep curls or something like that. I tried to, get a couple jugs of water. So yeah, just trying to, I think, that's part of, you know, it being fun as well, is just trying to get as creative as possible.
Very good. Thanks, Caden.
Thanks.